half minutes past the hour, Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Teresa Tomeo with you. We are syndicated through EWTN Global Catholic Radio. If you'd like to check out their website, great information on there as well, of course, EWTN.com. Speaking of which, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle and myself are going to be part of a series on faith and culture, Colleen Carroll Campbell's program, and she's dedicating several segments of her series to the anniversary of Mulieris Dignitatum, which is coming up in August, of course. And Colleen, Donna, myself, and several other ladies were privileged to be invited as one of 250 female delegates from around the world to attend this unbelievable Congress that was held in Rome in February. And we're still just unfolding and unpacking everything that we learned. But Donna Marie, good to have you on the program again, sister. Good. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you today?
Good. You've been busy.
Yes, oh, so busy. No rest for the weary.
That's right. Isn't that the truth? So you've got a couple of new books coming out, I understand.
Yes, I can't believe my Saints book just came out, and I have two books for mothers coming out, hopefully on the shelves in early October. And one is a mother's study guide called The Domestic Church Room by Room, and I think moms are going to love it because, if I may say so myself, because it's an actual study guide workbook you can do individually or in a group setting, ideally a group setting. And the second is Grace Cafe, serving up recipes for faithful mothering. It's not a cookbook, but it's a book for moms, and it's so nicely illustrated and decorated and beautifully presented. And it's like another book full of inspiration, God willing, you know, for moms to give them that pat on the back they need for their journey, and so that we could all help each other as sisters in Christ along the way. So those are the two projects that I've been really, really working on, and actually started last year, too. So thank God, because I have the brain injury and everything now, so I'm just pretty much polishing things up. And and I'm so excited about your new book, Newsflash.
I'm excited, too. I'm really praying about that it'll help bring so many people, especially women, back to the church.
Isn't it so neat? We're just doing this together. You know, we're on this journey together, and we're busy getting our books out by the grace of God. And I loved Noise, what you did with Noise and how you brought that to light to help families and people to know about all this media saturation and everything. And your new book, though, Newsflash, I just love how you're so courageous, Teresa, too. I know you do this on the air, and I know you wear yourself on your sleeve. You don't mince words, and there you are. But here you are in your book, Newsflash, and I'm just enjoying it so immensely, your personal journey that you're sharing with everyone, and it's very compelling. It's really tough to put down, and I am very honored that I'll be reviewing it for you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that, and I take your input and your feedback very, very seriously, because you're a well-known author, and you've been out there for, on the book circuit a lot longer than I have. But, I just really wanted people to know that no matter what we do, where we are in our lives, you never, never, ever turn away from God, because he'll always accept you back, and never run away from the church, because the church in the fullness of the faith has all the teachings. But I think, too, what I wanted to stress, and my good friend and colleague Al Cresta was saying to me what he liked about the book, was that I don't sugarcoat Christianity. Yeah. I mean, I'm very direct in saying, Christianity is not for wimps, especially if you're a Christian in the Catholic Church.
Absolutely. I know. I love how, you're very direct. But you do it in a style that's very engaging, and it's very, very you. It's very Teresa Tomeo. If you like to hear Teresa on the air, you're gonna love her new book, where she's so candid and honest and open about. She's not afraid to tell you, mistakes and things made along the way where others may not want to reveal these things, but she's out there telling people so that they'll realize that, hey, I can do this too. I can become aware of my mission that God is giving to me, because in Mulieris Dignitatum, as you know, if you've read that beautiful apostolic letter from Pope John Paul II, we've all been entrusted, especially women, not to slight the guys at all, because we all have a mission, but he speaks to women in this beautiful letter and tells us the reason we are strong, he says, is because of the awareness of this mission. But women, unfortunately, may not be aware of that mission. And Teresa, in her book, is is trying to explain, you know, how she came to that mission, I think, right, Teresa?
That's it. And you know, it was through a lot of trial and tribulation, and most of it my own, you know, faults that I had to, you know, contend with and deal with, and thinking that once I came back to the church, everything was just going to be hunky-dory and happy and perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, and forgetting the fact that, you know, hello, take up your cross and follow me.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things. I think God draws us in with... draws us in, and then he tells us about the cross.
Yeah. He's sneaky that way sometimes.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor. I'm just kidding about that, Lord.
Well, no, but seriously, I think, you know, the thing is we know that once we, you know, it may take us a while to accept that, but, yes. You know, the suffering, it's also through the suffering that we grow.
And the deeper and deeper you go into your faith. And I weave that into all of my writing and all of my books. I usually have a chapter on the splinters of the cross and the kiss of Jesus, as Mother Teresa called it for me. She said, Jesus has allowed you to come so close to him on the cross that he can kiss you. And, oh, my gosh, what are you going to say to that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I like to talk about the sacrificial parts to, you know, sort of warn people a little bit and also to help them to understand. I'm not calling myself the expert, please. Don't get me wrong, but I understand suffering and pain and know how it can be so redemptive if we offer it to him.
Right, if. That's the big thing, and I didn't do that for a long time. You know, I took the, you know, my own way in doing things, and I might as well have just been beating my head against a brick wall, but, you know, learned my lesson, you know, and now, as I say in the book, what I do is when I come to a, you know, a difficult situation, I say, okay, Lord, you know, let me offer this up for you and you know, for your kingdom, but also, what can I learn from this? And trust me, I still do a lot of whining and complaining in the process. I don't think this.
To anybody?
Right.
To both, to Jesus and to people, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and he gives, and everything, our lives are opportunities for more grace.
That's right.
You know, in each day, if we can face each day and just look to him and offer it all to him, then we know in our hearts that whatever happens, you know, he's in control. So it just helps us to be able to get through all of those annoyances or aches and pains or pains that we may experience through people around us who are criticizing us or persecuting us or, you know, all the battles that you talk about on the air and just all these things that drive you crazy.
Right.
And prayer is just what's going to get us through. But I love your book, and I'm so excited. I'm almost finished. I've been just trying to finish up writing mine and reading yours, so it's just great, and I know people are going to love it.
Well, God willing, and I hope people will like it. Now, how do we get your books? Will they be available, I know, through your website, correct?
Yeah, they're going to be available through my website, through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and through bookstores. I have a number of appearances coming up. I haven't put them all on my calendar yet, but there are some. People can check out my website, www.donnacooperoboyle.com, and you can get through to my three blogs. The blogs are really what I update mostly every day.
Mm-hmm.
The website is like a main page of things, and you can get to other things through it. And I actually have a big talk, four talks coming up one day at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception Parish in Waterbury, Connecticut on September 20th. It's a full day. I'll be speaking about Mulieris Dignitatum, our experiences in Rome, and then it's actually addressing men and women, so
right.
The talks are geared to men and women, so that's something you can find on my website, and it's open to the public, so...
Let me just also let people know what's coming up on EWTN with Colleen Carroll Campbell's Faith and Culture, because there were several interviews that we did, about five different segments with Colleen, and there were different, you know, topics. August 3rd and 6th on EWTN. She did a whole women's roundtable, and so she had a number of us there, and each of us kind of took turns on different topics. August 3rd and 6th, women's roundtable featuring Dale O'Leary, Genevieve, and also Elizabeth Kirk, and then August 10th and 13th. Was at Roundtable 2 with Dale, Genevieve, and myself. And then August 17th and 20th, they'll air the Roundtable discussion with you, Donna, and also Elizabeth and Genevieve. And then the 24th and the 27th, the next Roundtable segment, which will air through Colleen's Faith and Culture, featuring the three of us, Elizabeth Kirk, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and myself. If you go to my website, simply teresatomeo.com, and scroll down under Events, I have a direct link to Faith and Culture on EWTN's website. So that was really, a neat way to go about it, because I think we're all still unpacking this whole thing that we experienced.
We certainly are. There was so much presented to us, and you take it all in, you write notebooks full of notes, and you take it into your heart and your soul, and still, it's still there, new revelations each day, and through writing the articles that we've all been doing since we've gotten back, some of us, more and more is coming out, but I think there's just so much more to unpack, and it's already July of this 20th anniversary year, but my hope and prayer is that this awareness will just continue throughout the years for women. I think this is just a starting point, and women are thirsty for the truth, and a lot of Catholic women aren't aware of the richness and the treasures in these documents, especially this one, Mulieris Stigmatatum. A lot of people look at you like you have two heads when you say that, Mulieris Stigmatatum.
Right, what is that? Yeah.
Vocation of Women, and they're like, what are you talking about? Because we don't hear it from the pulpit. Where do we learn this? You have to learn it yourself. You have to investigate. You have to, tune into Teresa's show. You have to read, make some time for spiritual reading and join a study group and you can get information from dignityofwomen.com, which is Genevieve put together this beautiful website, and there are a lot of speakers on there. Teresa's on there. I'm on there. A lot of wonderful speakers and resources. So we need to hopefully educate women and mothers and families, and then we all need to help each other. It's not us up there doing it. It's all of us. We're all on this journey together, and we all have a responsibility and a mission. That's what I try to impress upon people, is it's such an important mission that we have.
And to understand that we're all created equally in the image and likeness of God, but very uniquely. And I was just reading this morning to my local listeners, section 5 of, from Mulieris Stigmatatum, where it talks about Jesus Christ and his relationship with women in the Gospels, and how, our creativity in the sense of the way we were created, differently, but also equal in the eyes of God, does not cancel out our diversity. And I think if women who are struggling with a number of different issues, especially with the teaching on the male priesthood, if they would open up their hearts and really ask the Lord to show them this.
Yeah.
John Paul II explains this so beautifully in this document.
Yeah, he does. And he always uplifted the dignity of women. And our church, Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict both have really spoken so much about the dignity of women and our equality with men, but we have our various and differing gifts, and unfortunately our culture is trying to shove something else down our throats, pardon the grammar, with their whole agenda, that women, suggesting women should become men to become equal, which is so crazy, and then we're stripped of our femininity, and the word feminine has become distorted, because femininity is such a beautiful thing. But radical feminism kind of made it ugly, and so women are confused, and it's not really their fault. Some women have bought into some bad stuff, but most women, I feel, have been just misdirected by the culture and the lack of catechesis and the lack of education in the church, and just typically just going to church on Sunday, they're not going to get it all.
For me, what I look at is my own culpability in that, especially being trained as an investigative journalist and having a degree in journalism. I talk in my book, as you're reading right now, that part of it, of course, the culpability is on the people that I had teaching us at the time when I was growing up, but also, who am I kidding? I could investigate anything and still can on a dime. Those are some of my skills as a researcher and as a journalist, and yet I chose to remain ignorant.
Yeah,
for a long time,
true,
because
true.
I was very comfortable in, living this way in sin in terms of not following all the church teaching. So, I think much of it, you're right, is misdirected. But for me, for myself, I know, and that was one of the things that I had to come to grips with in terms of my coming back to the church. I prided myself on my quote-unquote intellect and my research capabilities, but did nothing in terms of really seeing what the church taught.
Just trying to rationalize it.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give the benefit of the doubt to a lot of women, because so they don't feel...
Except for me, because I'm guilty as charged. I accept
You very honestly admit to it in your book. And, just even in the first chapter, you're not going to believe this, everyone out there. She starts with coming after getting back from Rome and talks about very dramatic happening. And it's a very compelling book. And I think think you're going to love it. I'm just loving it right now.
Looking back, Donna, at Rome, it was several months out now, and of course, a couple weeks away from the 20th anniversary of Mulieris Aeternam. Are there? What are some of the key takeaways you had, the nuggets from Rome?
Oh boy, here you're going to put me on the spot.
No pressure. Okay. National radio.
Oh, no pressure. We have like 1 minute to go. And what are the key nuggets? Oh, the key nuggets from the presentations or from the whole experience?
I think the whole experience.
Oh my goodness. Well, I felt like I was going up the mountain, you know, with the others to just pray and reflect and ponder these wonderful sentiments of Pope John Paul II. So I really went there as a listener, as I wasn't planning to, you know, feel like I had something to offer. I was just going humbly as this is a wonderful mission, and I just took in so much hearing from the women from all around the world and their different plights, but finding that a common thread ran through all of it, and we're all women with God-given gifts and equal dignity to men, and we have a mission, and the human being has been entrusted to us. I find that that's for me as a mother, and I feel women, even who aren't mothers, either biologically or adoptive, the human being, the gift of the human being has been entrusted to all women. If you read through Mulieris Dignitatem, to me that's a key point, and that means that we are responsible for that woman and that, you know, and that man and that child sitting next to us in church or in the workplace or wherever we meet. And this is a great duty that God, I think, you know, has given us as women. So that's just one thing off the top of my head. Obviously, I haven't had a chance to think that.
Well, I think that's a great nugget to leave our listeners with, and what I really try to do, and I know you try to do too with your work, is to really encourage them not to be afraid, as John Paul II said, be not afraid, you know, of reading these documents, because they're for all of us.
Yes, yes, they are for all of us. And actually, a woman contacted me yesterday and said she was so happy when she read the article that I did, the cover story of Canticle magazine. You and I are on the cover with Cardinal Relco, the president of the Pontifical Council of the Lady.
I love that picture.
I love that too, and she was saying to me, thank you for writing that article, because she's not a mother, and she is a very faithful Catholic woman, and the article was addressing all, you know, women, and she is really a mother to so many others around her, because she works in a Catholic hospital, and she mothers so many people, but she said it really touched her so much, and so the words just kind of like flowed off the page, and she's a big fan of yours, and she wants to see you in Kansas, so...
family conference. It's not this weekend, but the following weekend, the Catholic Family Conference.
She lives in Kansas, so she's hoping she could see you, because she's a big fan of yours.
Aw. Well, sweetie, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much, and I love your new Saints book. I was reading it, and then my husband took it, and now he has it. He keeps it in his briefcase for little daily inspirations.
I'll send
him one,
Teresa. Yeah. I'll send him one, of course.
Yeah, so it's a great work. Give us your website again, and also in terms of the blog, you update that daily, correct?
Yes, I do, as God willing, unless something, you know, happens and I can't get to it. www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, OBOYLE.com. And I just give you that one address because I have three blogs off of that. And just go to the website and then you can get to each. One blog is addressing mothers, embracing motherhood. One is for everybody, Daily Donna Marie, A Dose of Inspiration. And the other is for everybody, Moments of Inspiration from Your Favorite Saints. So those are three things I felt inspired to do.
All right. Great inspiration, as always. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, author, speaker, blogger, and mom, giving us a daily dose of her inspiration. Coming up next, more inspiration on the faith with Krista McGuire. Stay tuned. It is just about 35 minutes past the hour.